And we could bring Joe in on this one. Joe Fisher.
But Joe wouldn't be part of the race.
No, though. He wouldn't. He could announce it, though. Joe, Chris Johnson, Percy Harvin, and Usain Bolt in a 100-yard dash. Just like, not to say that they could beat him, but I'd like to see it.
It would be interesting to see. I don't think they could beat him. I think
Bolt would blow him away.
A little bit better kick at the end.
I'd like to hear Percy Harvin and Chris Johnson, what they say, like what they would say about it in, as far as how bad they would get beat. Do you think they could be competitive? I would like to see what they say.
I think Usain would beat him by 10 to 15 yards in a 100-yard run.
You put Chris Sanders in the mix, too.
Yeah.
Tippy toes. And Roger Thomas.
See, and then Kaharski could do a whole study where he...
If I had a 150-yard start and a donut...
Joe, but he did the great story a few weeks ago, you know, with comparing, you know, how he would run if you... You know, did all the math and
couldn't beat a tight end.
Well, given all the injuries we've got right now, I would take any of those guys at wide receiver.
Well, exactly, and let's begin with that, Joe. I think we found out a little bit over the weekend on the trip back from Houston that John Cole had injured his hand. It is a broken hand. He's going to be out for quite a while, and another tough injury for that receiver core.
You know, we found out coming back that on Saturday night that they were going to have surgery on Sunday, both John Cole and Sean Richardson. I didn't say anything yesterday. I really didn't know if the team was going to talk about it or not. You know, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. But in this case, it came out yesterday. John actually, I think, broke his hand in the first half and played in the second half with it. Sean Richardson tore a tendon in his thumb making a tackle, and they had to do surgery to reattach that. So there's a possibility he could actually play on Saturday, although that certainly will be painful and difficult, but they won't rule it out. You know, the injuries just kind of keep mounting for this group, and now receiver-wise, you had John Cole, who was, you know, 7 catches on Saturday, really starting to kind of get in the flow of things, and now somebody else is going to have to step up, whether that's somebody like Colin Ashley, whether it's Udomuma, you know, Turner Wimberly made some catches. Alex Washington is going to get more in the mix. But it's a young group for the most part. Somebody's going to have to step up and fill that area.
Joe, as good as the passing game looked at times, I still think they have to help James Williams, or rather Caleb Welchins, out a little bit, you know, with the tight ends. Because it's going to be interesting, you know, this week against Ole Miss, which has a good D-line and is going to put a lot more pressure on the quarterback.
You know, John Gromos and I talked about that during the course of the game, and when the pressure was coming from the corner, especially from the offside, the play was going to the other side. You know, what you might do you have to keep a tight end in or whatever? And in the second half, they made some adjustments, did a little bit better job of handling that. But, you know, so much of it probably is going to depend on being a quick passing game and, you know, not a lot of deep drops and not a lot of long, long throws, just because you don't have that much time. I know they've looked at that, and Ole Miss is certainly going to bring pressure. So I'm sure that's they're going to take all those things into consideration. The negative, though, of leaving your tight end in is, you know, Brandon Barden, Austin Monahan are two very good receivers and have been very productive in that role. So you don't want to just totally tie them up. They may end up chipping somebody and going out on a pass route.
Joe, and you guys might have already touched on this, I think one of the best things the coaching staff has done from week one to week three is coaching up Ryan Fowler. He just looks like he's kicking with a lot more confidence.
Sure does. You know, 3 solid field goals the other night, and 37-yarder that was easily, you know, good, would have been good from 47. And they did a good job, I think, getting his confidence established after he missed his first couple. They went on and made that one at the end of the Western Carolina game just to give him a feeling of, you know, accomplishment, to make, to see what it was like to go through the uprights. And it seems to have carried over now. And I know he's got a lot of confidence. His kickoffs as well have been outstanding. You know, to kick off from the 30 and put it into or through the end zone on several occasions on Saturday night, you know, that is a big weapon to have.
Joe, we'll speak with you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys.